Hello, you're listening to Speaking of History, the podcast with a focus on education, technology, and history.
Luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I have a dream today.
This would have fighting power.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I am an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri, and you're listening to podcast episode number 161, recording on November 24th, 2008. Well, tomorrow is our last day of school before Thanksgiving break, and as many of you will be, we'll be heading off on the road to go to Grandma's house and Grandpa's house, literally, and we've been watching the price of gas steadily drop here in Missouri. And I've been twittering about it occasionally when I do fill up my tank. And just yesterday, I filled up my tank for $1.39, which just completely boggles my mind. As just a couple of months ago, my wife and I were talking about, the relative comparative costs of flying down to see relatives over Christmas or driving down. And just absolutely amazing that gas continues to drop. And I'm sure we'll probably bottom out here relatively soon. But each time that I fill up with gas and I see the price go down just a little bit, I think of that as a definite teachable moment for my students. And right now we're currently getting ready to go into our Constitution unit where we talk about how the Constitution impacts us today, how bills are made and, different types of taxes and things like that. And when we do talk about taxes and we talk about the difference between state taxes and federal taxes, it's always a great thing to bring up as far as gas taxes because, of course, each gallon of gas we buy is taxed by both the federal government and the state government. And it's kind of a neat way to break that down and show students how one item can be taxed by both entities. And I've actually taken some pictures just with my BlackBerry at different places where on some pumps it'll actually say this is how much of your gallon of gasoline is costing you in federal taxes or state taxes. And I've also included a link that's going to include a place where you can see the state tax for on gasoline for every state, and then of course the federal tax is the same for each state. And I think that'd be a great activity for students if you wanted to break it down according to like a mathematical chart. You can look and see compare the state of Missouri, the state we're currently in, compared to surrounding states and, you know, states around the United States. And there's also a graph that I've included on the blog that also kind of breaks it down into categories as far as how much tax is being paid on each gallon of gas. And I think that's the most current one. It's as of October 2008. And then the last website that I have linked on the blog is one called Gas Buddy. And I love going to Gas Buddy because when you log in, you can look at the temperature or the gas temperature for the entire United States. And just by quickly looking at a map, you can tell according to county how much you're paying for gas. And you can see basically based on, you know, hot or cold, the dark, dark green is the lowest price of gas. And the dark red is the highest price of gas in the United States. And we here in Missouri, in the Kansas City area, are currently paying some of the lowest prices in the entire country for gas. And of course, then students want to know, well, why is that? What is the case? And you can bring, again, taxes into the discussion. We have fairly low taxes, not the lowest taxes in the United States, but they're not exactly high compared to some other states. But then also we're right in the crossroads of a bunch of different distribution pipelines. And so transportation costs tend to be a lot lower for us here in the Kansas City area compared to other places. So weird combination of things, but I think as students can definitely, drive by a gas station at any, point in the city, they can see how much gas is, and they can then bring that knowledge into the classroom. And once you start talking about it, then students begin to really look at it and pay attention. They're not obviously filling up their own cars with gasoline, but if you're talking about it in class and then they drive by and they go, oh, gas is now 145, or gas is 152, or gas is 139, then that's something that they can bring to the classroom and you can have a discussion about. So just kind of a quick little podcast tonight, but I've just been fascinated about how the price of gasoline has continued to go down. And just a couple resources there. Again, you got links for Gas Buddy. I'm also including a link that shows you where you can find out how much tax is being paid at each state as far as gas taxes, and then just other couple sites about gas prices that you can use in the classroom. But definitely take it as a teachable moment. You can find tons of editorial cartoons about gas prices. You know, I think that one neat activity you could do is find some editorial cartoons today about how gas prices are really low, and then compare that with some of the editorial cartoons that happened this summer when gas was really high. And you could have students actually look at the two different extremes as far as editorial cartoons and gas prices and how that's basically happened in the span of, you know, about like 6 or 7 months. So, again, you know, some great things you can do with editorial cartoons, but, you know, bring those discussions into the classroom. I'm going to be doing that next week when we start our discussion on the Constitution with different taxes, and I think it'll definitely get your students fired up a little bit about looking at some of the data in the world around them. So just a quick podcast tonight. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving, and I hope to be doing quite a few podcasts in the near future. My Teacher of the Year activities as the Missouri Teacher of the Year from last year are officially over as of this past week. So I hope I can devote a little bit more time to podcasting and maybe some more short, quick podcasts about some of the activities we're doing in class. So if you have a comment, please leave a comment on the blog. As always, we are found at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com, or you can email me directly at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. And as always, don't forget, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. We'll see you again soon. Bye.
The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst, an 8th grade American history teacher at South Valley Junior High in Liberty, Missouri. This podcast has a Creative Commons Attribution non-commercial license. Show notes, links, videos, and pictures are available at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. Music used in the intro and close is Technotrip, a track by Sounds Abound. You can learn more about their royalty-free music for schools at their website, www.soundzabound.com. Comments or questions about the podcast are always welcome, and you can contact Eric at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and please remember, history is so much more than just a bunch of boring old dead guys. Bye.